is the Sensitive CEO Show, igniting sensitive entrepreneurs to grow your heart-centered business. I'm your host, Rose Cox, and this podcast shares with you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations for sensitive entrepreneurs wanting to grow a sustainable online business in a way that feels exciting and aligned with your soul. Along with my carefully curated expert guests, we share science-backed advice, proven strategies, and the systems we use to succeed in our businesses and our lives as highly sensitives, introverts, and empaths. And by the way, if you would like to be updated on when each episode is released, feel free to subscribe to the Short and Sweet newsletter. You'll also get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. To subscribe, pop on over to the website sensitiveceo.show or rosecox.com/pod. Now on to today's show. Hey, it's Rose, and welcome to another episode on the Sensitive CEO Show. And in today's solo episode, I'm going to share with you three key mindset shifts that will help you transform any doubt into confidence in your business. So when we think about achieving success in our business, our minds tend to gravitate towards strategies, tactics, and external factors. And while these are definitely important, it is our mindset that lays the foundation for everything else. So what exactly is mindset? It's the way we think. It's our attitudes, our beliefs, and our perspectives. It's the lens through which we view the world and ourselves. In the context of business, mindset refers to the mental and emotional framework that shapes our actions, decisions, and responses to challenges. And why does mindset matter? Well, simply put, because our thoughts and beliefs determine our actions, if we believe that we're capable, resilient, and deserving of success, we're more likely to take bold risks. We're likely to persist in the face of adversity and to seize those opportunities. On the other hand, if our mindset is filled with doubt, fear, and self-limiting beliefs, it becomes a barrier to our progress. Negative thoughts can sabotage our efforts, it can hinder our decision-making, and prevent us from reaching our true potential. In the realm of business, a positive and growth-oriented mindset is essential. It allows us to embrace failure as a learning opportunity, to adapt to changing market conditions, and to stay resilient in the face of setbacks. It empowers us to take calculated risks, to innovate, and to think outside the box. Developing a healthy mindset is not something that happens overnight, though. It requires self-awareness, self-reflection, and intentional effort. We must identify our limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. We must cultivate a mindset of abundance, gratitude, and possibility. As an HSP, there can be some challenges when it comes to building confidence. For those of us who possess heightened sensitivity, navigating the business world can often feel overwhelming. The constant sensory input and energy exchange can drain our mental and emotional resources, making it harder to maintain a strong sense of self-assurance. And one of the primary challenges HSPs, introverts, and empaths encounter is the pressure to conform to extroverted ideals. Society often places extroversion on a pedestal, equating it with success and leadership. And this can leave our sensitive souls feeling inadequate, as if our introverted nature is a hindrance to our growth. Another hurdle we face is the fear of judgment and criticism. HSPs, introverts, and empaths tend to be incredibly self-aware and attuned to the emotion of others. And while this gift allows us to connect deeply with clients and colleagues, it also leaves us vulnerable to taking criticisms personally. Over time, this can erode our self-confidence and make it difficult to step out of our comfort zone. Also, the need for solitude and introspection can be seen as a weakness in a society that really values constant action and external validation. HSPs, especially those of us who are also introverted, require a lot of alone time to recharge our batteries and process our thoughts and emotions. However, this need for solitude can be misinterpreted as aloofness or disinterest, leading to feelings of isolation and self-doubt. As HSPs, we often experience doubt in varying degrees throughout our entrepreneurial journey. It's not uncommon to question our abilities, our decisions, and even our worthiness of success. But how does doubt really impact our business growth? Firstly, let's acknowledge that doubt is a natural part of the human experience. It's a response to uncertainty and the fear of failure. However, when doubt begins to consume us, it can really hinder our progress and limit our potential. The first way doubt impacts business growth is by stifling our creativity and innovation. Doubt can lead to hesitation, preventing us from taking bold steps and trying new strategies. It keeps us within our comfort zones, inhibiting our ability to adapt and evolve in a rapidly changing business landscape. Secondly, doubt can erode our confidence and self-belief. When we constantly question our capabilities, we undermine our ability to make confident decisions and take calculated risks. And this lack of self-assurance can be really detrimental to our leadership because it affects our ability to inspire and motivate others. And then third, and perhaps the most significant impact of doubt, is the potential for missed opportunities. Doubt often leads to overthinking and analysis paralysis, causing us to miss out on valuable opportunities for growth, collaboration, and expansion. It can keep us stuck in a cycle of indecision while the world moves forward without us. So, what can we do to overcome doubt and foster business growth? Well, first and foremost, it's essential to cultivate self-awareness and recognize when doubt is creeping in. By acknowledging our doubts, we can address them head-on and challenge the limiting beliefs that hold us back. Surrounding ourselves with a supportive network of like-minded individuals is another really powerful strategy. Connecting with fellow entrepreneurs and HSPs who understand the challenges that we face can really provide guidance and encouragement, which helps us to overcome doubt and build resilience. Lastly, adopting a growth mindset is crucial. Instead of viewing doubt as a roadblock, we can choose to see it as an opportunity for growth. Embracing a mindset of continuous learning and personal development allows us to reframe doubt as a catalyst for innovation and progress. And remember that doubt is a normal part of the entrepreneurial journey, but it doesn't have to hold us back. By addressing our doubts, building our confidence, and embracing a growth mindset, we can navigate the challenges of doubt and unlock our true potential for business growth. Next, I want to share with you the three key mindset shifts that can transform your journey as sensitive entrepreneurs. By embracing these shifts, you can unlock a world of success, fulfillment, and personal growth. So the first shift, mindset shift, is embracing vulnerability and reframing failure. So we live in a world that often sees vulnerability as weakness, but for us, it can be our greatest strength. Embracing vulnerability means having the courage to show up authentically, to share our true selves with the world. It means acknowledging that failure is not something to be feared, but rather an opportunity for growth and learning. So let's reframe failure as a stepping stone toward success, as a necessary part of our journey. Embrace vulnerability, embrace failure, and watch how your resilience and self-awareness soars to new heights. Shift number two is cultivating self-compassion and overcoming imposter syndrome. As HSPs, introverts, and empaths, we have a tendency to be hard on ourselves. We're constantly questioning our abilities and feeling like we don't belong. But it's time to break free from the chains of imposter syndrome. Cultivating self-compassion is the key. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a dear friend. Celebrate your strengths and acknowledge that you are uniquely gifted. Remember that you're not an imposter, but you're a capable, talented individual with so much to offer. Let self-compassion be your guiding light and watch how your confidence and self-belief skyrocket. And then shift number three is adopting a growth mindset and embracing learning opportunities. In a world that often values extroversion and quick successes, we as HSPs have a unique advantage. We possess a deep capacity for introspection and a thirst for knowledge. Adopting a growth mindset means embracing the idea that our abilities are not fixed but can be developed through effort and dedication. See challenges as opportunities for growth. See setbacks as lessons learned and feedback as invaluable guidance. Embrace the joy of learning and watch how your skills, expertise, and impact expand exponentially. And then next, I want to share just a few practical strategies for implementing these mindset shifts. And the first one is to practice vulnerability by sharing your ideas, for asking for help or seeking feedback. And as I've mentioned already, is surrounding yourself with a supportive community of like-minded people who understand and appreciate your HSP nature. Seek out mentors and coaches who can provide guidance which is tailored to your specific needs and who can help you navigate the challenges you may face along the way and can help you to see that failure is just a stepping stone towards success. The second one is to practice self-compassion by engaging in self-care activities. And this could include things like journaling exercises for self-reflection and reframing those negative thoughts. And I really encourage you to challenge your inner critic by focusing on your successes and acknowledging your expertise. And then the third one is to seek out learning opportunities, such as attending workshops, webinars, or taking online or live courses and programs that will really help you to learn and grow more and more. Stay curious and have a willingness to learn. So to wrap up today's very short episode, by embracing vulnerability, reframing failure, cultivating self-compassion, overcoming imposter syndrome, adopting a growth mindset, and embracing learning opportunities, we unlock a world of endless possibilities. As HSPs, our unique qualities are our superpowers. Together, let's rewrite the narrative and create a business world that celebrates diversity, authenticity, and compassion. And remember that success is not limited by our personalities. It is fueled by our mindset. So go forth, my friends, and embrace these mindset shifts. Your journey awaits, and I have every confidence that greatness lies within you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. Before we wrap up, I have something special to share with you. the HSP Business School Self-Study Program. This program is designed specifically for highly sensitive entrepreneurs who aspire to building a thriving business while honoring your unique needs. Here's a quick glimpse of what this program offers. A tailored blend of business strategies and mindset methods for highly sensitive entrepreneurs. Access to powerful tools and techniques that elevate your business and align with your sensitive nature. Comprehensive guidance in areas such as research for future-proofing your business, creating a bespoke business model and recurring revenue, implementing soulful sales and evergreen marketing, and streamlining your operations. 6 modules with engaging video trainings, practical workbooks, frameworks, systems, templates, and checklists. You'll also have access to 6 transformative RTT hypnosis recordings, addressing any subconscious beliefs and barriers that might be hindering your success. And you'll have the flexibility to progress at your own pace without feeling rushed or overwhelmed. To learn more and join the HSP Business School Self-Study Program, visit hspbusinessschool.com. You'll find the link in the show notes. And as a podcast listener, you can receive 10% off. Just use the code POD at the checkout. Thanks again for tuning in.